So, I have heard one famous saintly person from different sampradaya. He used to say that, see this Gaudiya sampradaya. Such kind of sampradaya, in this sampradaya, even the punishment is a festival. Yes. So today it is not, we are saying Panihati festival, but if you go to local people in Panihati, they will say today is Danda Mahotsava. Today is festival of punishment, Danda Mahotsava. Yes. So, in that sampradaya where the punishment is a festival, so at mercy what will happen? We cannot imagine if the punishment is a festival. So we belong to that elevated sampradaya where the punishment even, it's not ordinary, it is a festival, and today is the annual festival of that punishment. Punishment giver, who gave the punishment? Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the most merciful incarnation of, he is the manifestation of mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Raghunath Das Goswami is one of the celebrated Goswami among the six Goswamis in Vrindavan, who is considered as the Prayojana Goswami. So he got the punishment. It is not actually Danda Mahotsava, Kripa Mahotsava. It is not punishment. Its name punishment is actually mercy. So the story goes like that. We all know that see Raghunath Das Goswami, he was the only son of see Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar, son of Govardhan Majumdar. Hiranya Madhura is his brother. Kaviraj Goswami telling that they were owner of at that time 12 lakh gold coins income per month. 12 lakh mudrar hai malik. Per month 1200,000 gold coins per month income. Just imagine. Even the kings, they can compete with the kings. And not only that, Kaviraj Goswami used to say for Govardhan Majumdar and Hiranya Majumdar that they were such a donor, so famous donor, that even Navadip and all these Gangas, both sides, those who are Brahmanas, all the Brahmanas, they used to take donations, Bhumi, and many types, various types of donations. Aditacharya, Nilambara Chakravarti, they were very much connection with attached with Hiranya Madhura Goswami, because he is a famous donor. And Satkulin Sadachari, very famous. And his son, only one son in the whole family, only one son, Raghunath. From the boyhood, Raghunath, so handsome, not only form, his quality also knew no bound. So the whole village, they were so attached to the prince-like boy Raghunath. He was such a good quality, he has such a good quality and such a nice behavior and form. From childhood, he got association of Haridas Thakur and many Mahatmas, because they were the famous donor in the whole city, from Calcutta to Navadip in this area. They are like kingly person, biggest donor, Hiranyananda Govardhan. So many sadhu sannyasis, they used to come to their house. Raghunath used to get their association. Raghunath Das Goswami, before this punishment happened, he was that fortunate enough, he got personal audience 2 times of Sriman Mahaprabhu before this. One time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, He went from Ekachakra, he went here and there, then by Nityananda Prabhu's trick, he come back to Santipur. So, when he was Santipur staying for a week or so, at that time he went. Raghunath went. For first time he went. At that time he was unmarried. A young boy. He saw Mahaprabhu, because he was famous, because he is son of Govardhan and Hiranya. So all these big person, even Aditya Acharya, we would say, oh, he was in front line, big grass, but they allowed him to go to front line, and he got the fortune to touch Mahaprabhu's feet and got his remnants, direct remnants, Uchishta. And he begged Mahaprabhu for his mercy. Somehow or other, then Mahaprabhu stayed, some days he stayed also, then Mahaprabhu went to Puri and he came back. And from that time he became like mad, he wants to go out of home. He was no more interested in household affairs, anything. So Hiranya and Govardhan, for his son, they appointed 11 security, 5 real armed security, 4 servants, personal servant, and 2 Brahmin for taking cookings and everything. Total 11. Only for his son. And they every day and night, they are security department, whole security department only for one boy. So, and then they thought the, almost every day, night, when their scope used to run away, they'll bring him back. So then they said, no, this thing will not work, better. This is not that secured. We should give him the supermost secured things which will bind them. He cannot go. What is that? Then they put him into marriage. They selected a girl, handsome like angel, Apsara, Swargiya Devi. And they select and Raghunath, and they engaged in marriage. But nothing happened. This bandhan, in this material world, the vibhava bandhana, nobody can see it, what kind of bandhan it is. But it's such a tight bandhan. Everybody knows that. But here Raghunath Goswami didn't work. So, and he used to go always, run here and there. So one time even the wife of Govardhan Majumdar, he told to his husband, to her husband, that our son became mad. Even after marriage he is not staying. So better put him, arrest him, put him in handcuff, iron chain and put him. Then Govardhan used to, her husband used to say, Govardhan Majumdar, you are mad. Indra sama aishwarya apsara sama stri is the opulence like Indra. So much opulence we have, and he is the only one. He is the Uttaradhikari, he is the Anjaya. And the wife is like an angel of heaven. Still, that could not bind his mind. What the iron chain will work? We are the parents, we just give birth, but we have nothing to do with his prarabdha. If somebody is attached to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then nothing in this material world can make obstacle for him. So, when Mahaprabhu again come to Santipur, while he was going to Vrindavan, he didn't go to Vrindavan, he went to Ramkali, and come back and stay in Santipur. Then Raghunath Das begged his father and uncle, my dear father, please allow me, otherwise I will die. Mahaprabhu is here in Santipur, if you cannot see him, then I will just, my life will go away. I will die, so please allow me. So they said, oh, he is so serious. They said, okay. They arranged a few groups of people, security, and so much donation in kind and cash, both, and they sent. So Raghunath went, and also same Aditya Acharya, everybody, then Raghunath, then immediately he stayed almost a week with Mahaprabhu. Every day he will sit next to Mahaprabhu, eat, got his remnants, direct remnants to eat, and this time he opened his heart to Mahaprabhu. So this is the thing, please, I have not a single moment desire to stay in my house, I want to come to your lotus foot, please do something, please do something. How can I go? Mahaprabhu this time gave him some teachings. He said, don't become so much hurry. Time is there, by will come, by time will come, you will go, no problem. Just go back to your house and be a normal boy. Don't show so much renunciation like a monkey. Markat vairagya nakar loka dekhaya, jatha yogya visaya bhunja anasakta haya. Go and enjoy whatever is necessary to maintain your body and soul together. Don't be so attached. And then one more thing he said, antare bhakti kara vahire loka vyavahar, achirena krishna tumar karivena udhar. And Krishna will definitely, without any delay, he will deliver you. Then you have to do what? The devotion, what you are doing, this is internal matter. It's between Krishna and you. It's nothing to show externally. Don't make a show of it. Do nishtha inside your heart. Krishna is there inside your heart, he knows and you know. Don't show it outside, externally. But outside, deal outside as they want you to deal. All your people among outside you, surrounding you, all your family members, all your friend circles, just behave them as a normal. So don't worry. Next time when I will come from Vrindavan, while I am going back to Puri, that time you will come back to me. How? Now that, when time will come, Krishna will show you the way how to come. Krishna will make arrangement, don't worry, just go. And then by these teachings, Raghunath went back to his house and became really normal. So his parents, they became, oh, so nice. He now no more security required, he is now normal boy, taking care of business things and all that, totally normal boy. Everybody becomes so happy. So some incident happened in the time also when he was normal. Kaviraj Goswami mentioned one fact, that one time they are the jamidars in this Saptagram area. There is another competitor jamidar, a Musliman Chaudhary. He was a tax collector and he used to collect tax and pay to the government treasury 12 lakhs per month. And the next year these two brothers, Govardhan and Hiranya, they fight in the action and they took from him the whole tax collection business, and they collect 20 lakhs and gave same 12 lakhs. What that Musliman used to give, 8 lakhs they just kept. They supposed to give one fourth, that is the rule. They supposed to give one, one third they supposed to give. But they didn't, he didn't pay it, he paid only 12 and rest 8 lakhs he used to keep. That Musliman, he got to know about it and he became so envious. So he made a complaint in Gowda, capital, in Murshidabad, that this thing going on, and made a police complaint and the warrant notice issued in their name, in Govardhan. When he brought warrant notice with the police, they ran away from their house. Both Govardhan and Hiranya, they ran away. Such a famous personality. But when this kind of things happened, so they ran away. So only Raghunath was their house. They cast Raghunath. And that Musliman with the police, he used to come and chastise Raghunath. Bring your father and uncle. Bring your this, that. I will beat you. I will do that. But you are not doing. Only shouting. But he knows that he is not ordinary person. He is the son of Govardhan and Hiranya. If they will take action, then it will be severe thing. So, but he was trying to shouting and trying to make him fear. After 2-3 days, Raghunath Goswami, not only handsome and not only good quality, was so clever. He talked to that Muslim fellow. He said, "My dear uncle, you and my father, you are like brother. So both brothers, because you are same profession, as it means you have relation, you have brother. So both brothers, sometimes you will fight each other, sometimes become friends, sometimes you have, this is usual in household affairs. So why you are chastising me? You brothers, what you do, why you are putting me into this matter?" So that Muslim, by hearing such a nice, lovely words from Raghunath Das Goswami, he moved away and he started crying. Raghunath Goswami, Kabirat Goswami said that Muslim started crying, even the tears coming down from his eyes and through his, you know, Muslim used to keep Sikha downwards. Our Sikha is upwards, Hindus, and Muslim Sikha is down. Isn't it? They used to keep here, down antenna. So, when in the tears coming down, getting wet, this beard and fall down. And then he said, "Okay, I am your uncle." I am like, "Yes, why not?" "No, okay, no problem. I accept your words. I will make the case dismiss. Today I will send the warrant back and said nothing is happening. We have taken, nothing is there. So just call them, settle down it." So whole case got dismissed and everything, and then their father and uncle came. They had a settlement, something now. They became friends again. So he was so intelligent and clever, Raghunath Das Goswami. So that's what I'm saying, he is in business affair also so expert. So the whole family members, they become so happy. So Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan and he was coming. And when he passed through Bengal towards Nilachal to Puri, he got message. Then he wanted to go, but he can't go. Then he was thinking, "Mahaprabhu told me that when he will go back to Puri, I supposed to go back and Krishna will help me, but I'm not getting any help. What is going on here?" He was contemplating, meditating on this fact, and then he heard that Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he arrived in Panihati, across Ganga, Saktavaramdi, this side, Panihati, that's, if you from Calcutta, from Barasat, if you go towards Mayapur, maybe hardly 30-40 kilometers in left side near to Ganga, this Panihati is there, near Calcutta, in Barasat only, Madhyam Gram, Panihati is there. So, next to Ganga, in bank of Ganga only, very nice place. There, the famous devotee of Mahaprabhu, Raghav Pandit, used to be there, and many other devotees are there, but Raghav Pandit and his sister Damayanti, his house is there, Raghav Bhavan. So Nityananda Prabhu arrived in Panihati, so news spread all around. So it was Nirjala Ekadasi day. So, and they stayed there and observed Nirjala Ekadasi. Nityananda Prabhu with his associates, many of his Parikaras were there. So Raghunath got the message that Lord Nityananda Prabhu arrived in Panihati and observing, he is staying there. So then he thought better to have darshan of Nityananda Prabhu. I have not seen him. 2 times I have darshan of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu seen. So he decided next morning, in Dwadashi morning, Dwadashi, Tridashi day morning, today Tridashi, just a Shukla Tridashi, he arranged a boat and crossed Ganga and arrived in Panihati. Morning time, this must be the time. And he saw in the bank of Ganga, a huge banyan tree. Huge banyan tree. Under that there is a platform and Sriman Nityananda Prabhu was sitting. And surrounded by many, many his associates. When Raghunath Goswami saw Nityananda Prabhu from far, half a kilometer far, he saw his effulgence, the light, just like thousands of sun shine together, rising sun, thousands of rising sun, so much effulgence coming out of Nityananda Prabhu's face, anybody can recognize, he is not ordinary personality. So he, by seeing such effulgent personality, Raghunath Das Goswami offered Dandavat from a distance, half a kilometer far. He paid Dandavat Pranam. So highly elevated personality, and all his associates are also not ordinary personality. So Nityananda Prabhu was sitting under the tree. So some of his associates, they informed Nityananda Prabhu, "My dear Lord, he is the Raghunath, is offering obeisance to you." "Oh, Raghunath, the son of Govardhanandhiran?" "Yes, that Raghunath." "Oh, where is now he is?" Then Nityananda Prabhu saw Raghunath. "Hey thief, come here, you are a thief." Raghunath said, "I am a thief. I never steal anything from anybody's house. I am so like king, I am so opulent, why I will? I am a big donor, I am not a thief." "But Nityananda Prabhu is telling you are a thief, you are a thief. Always going around. Now you are here, I will give you punishment, come here." "Oh, I am a thief. What I steal from him? Everybody also think, why he is chastising me as a thief?" Somehow or other, Raghunath was trembling. "Why he is calling me, shouting me at thief?" "He said, come here, I want to punish you." So everybody was thinking, why Lord Nityananda Prabhu is telling Raghunath as thief? He is a famous personality in this whole area. Both sides of Ganga, Raghunath is so famous, like a prince. But why Nityananda Prabhu is telling him thief? So why somebody is considered as thief? If we take something from any others, suppose a mobile, you have a phone, is sitting, I just, without your permission, if I take it, then you will consider me as thief. Because without your permission, if I take anything, it not belong to me, then I will be considered thief. Similarly, Nityananda Prabhu is calling Raghunath as thief because Raghunath Das Goswami was trying to get the lotus feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu. He wants to get Mahaprabhu's mercy. He wants to get Mahaprabhu's feet. But he does not know that Mahaprabhu is personal property of Nityananda Prabhu. Yes. The lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, the mercy of Mahaprabhu, he is the manifestation of mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu, without taking permission of Nityananda Prabhu, he wants to take that. He is Nityananda Prabhu's property. How then he will consider as a thief? But Nityananda Prabhu is not angry. While he is trying to steal my property, he is not angry. He is becoming so happy because Nityananda Prabhu's mood is like that. He used to say, he used to declare openly, "Amare kiniya laha bhaja Gaura Hari." Just chant Gaura Hari once and I will be sold out to you. Purchase me. Just by taking one name for Gauranga, purchase me. Je jana Gauranga bhaje seha amar pranare. If somebody will take shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, somebody chant the name of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he will be like my life and soul. So here is a person who is totally surrendered to Mahaprabhu's feet and want to take shelter fully. So just imagine how much happy Nityananda Prabhu would be. How much? So out of so much happiness, out of so much love and affection, out of so much love, out of mercy, Nityananda Prabhu is considering Raghunath as mercy, thief, and want to punish you. Thief, somehow or other, you are now, I caught you, I want to punish you. Come here. So some of the associates bring him. So when Raghunath come near to Nityananda Prabhu, everybody is seeing what kind of punishment he will give. He will slap him or what him, what kind of punishment? But that punishment, that punishment Even Lord Brahma, even Lord Shiva, they are trying even now. From millions of years, they are not getting that kind of punishment. They are trying their best. What to speak of others? What is that punishment? Nityananda Prabhu, by force, he pull him down near to him. Pull him down. Come here. And immediately, he placed both of his lotus feet on his head. Oh my God. We are just, in before class, we are chanting this bhajan, where Lochandas Thakur is telling the power of lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. The whole bhajan is like that. Narottamdas Thakur is telling. Prabhupada gave me purport. Narottamdas Thakur, he advised that Nitai Pada, the lotus feet of Nityananda, is like lotus. Lotus means, Kamala means lotus, and Pada means feet. This Nitai Pada Kamala, the lotus-like feet, are shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight, not only of one, but millions of moons. We can just imagine the aggregate total value of this soothing shine of millions of moons in this material world, in this jagat, which is progressing toward hell. There is always a blazing fire, and everyone is struggling hard without finding peace. Therefore, if the world wants to have a real peace, it should take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, which are cooling like the shining of a million moons. Judaya means relief. If one actually wants relief from the struggle of existence and actually wants to extinguish the blazing fire of material pangs, Narottamdas Thakur advises, please take shelter of Lord Nityananda, Nityananda's lotus feet. What will be the result of accepting this shelter of lotus feet of Lord Nityananda? He says, Hena Nitai Bine Bhai. One takes shelter under the shade of lotus feet of Nityananda. Radha Krishna Paitanai. It will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna. The aim of Krishna consciousness movement is to enable us to approach Radha Krishna and associate with the Supreme Lord in his sublime pleasure dance. Narottamdas Thakur advises that if one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must accept the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. This is the sublime way, the formula. So same Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet, all the jivas, this is the final destination. Without that, there is no way, no gati. So everybody is trying for that. And here, Nityananda Prabhu forcibly pulling, considering you are a thief, I want to punish you. Oh, such a wonderful punishment. Entire jivas, everybody, they want that kind of punishment. If they will get this punishment, then their life will be success. And now, here, Nityananda Prabhu forcibly giving this punishment. So this is not danda, this is real kripa. Danda Mahotsava, they used to say this is punishment festival, but this is really kripa festival. By his own, he put his lotus feet on his head. And then, everybody shouted, Hari, 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 Jai Nitai, Jai Nitai, Jai Nitai. So then Nityananda Prabhu, then he said, no, this is not, I will give you punishment now. No, this is not punishment. No. This is just beginning. I will give you, punish you now. Because he got come to external concern. He was in totally in full of mercy mood. He said, what punishment? Are you ready? Okay. What punishment? Now you have to spoon serve feast. At that day, actually, Dwadasi, Tridasi was mixed. Just day after Nijala Ekadasi, that Tridasi also came. So everybody is fasting whole day yesterday, so they want a nice feast. So you have to sponsor feast. Raghunath said, oh, I have to sponsor feast? Okay, no problem. Very rich man. Even in ISKCON, if say you have to sponsor a feast today, the man will understand. I know the menu, what they will say. Paneer sabji must. Pakoda, sweet rice, this, that, you know, minimum 18 varieties of prasad. Repair maybe. Few lakhs. And this jeshtha mass is so hot. So hot. How they will cook so many items, this, that. Right? But then he was thinking, feast, I will make. No. Just here. Are you agreed to sponsor? Yes, yes. Now, menu I will give. You cannot make your own menu. Oh. Then Raghunath Goswami thought, maybe he will give such a big menu, I don't know how many items, what kind of variety. Okay, I am agree. Today, now, yes, today lunch you have to sponsor. I will give the menu now. Now you have to. Okay, let me try. What is the menu? So when Nityananda Prabhu announced the menu, oh, just like his lotus feet is so cooling, that menu is also so nice. Only two items. No need of kitchen, no need of gas, no need of fire. Such a menu, the whole feast will be cooked without gas, without fire. Dahi Chuda festival. Cheap rice and yogurt. No need of business of kitchen. No need of kitchen. Everybody again chant Hari Hari. Because, you know, after Nirjal fasting, such a huge, hot, you know, humid, Ganga Kinar, such a humid, hot, and sweating like anything, full fasting, if you eat again the paneer sabji and whole fish, then you will definitely end in hospital in diarrhea. Nityananda Prabhu knows what required. Dahi and chuda is medicated food at that time. This is one thing. Another thing is that many of Nityananda Prabhu's associates are highly elevated brahmanas. Highly elevated devotee and brahmanas. And at that time the caste system was very powerful. Caste system. And the caste system, even now in Orissa, Bengal, these things are there. The brahmanas, they will never ever eat cooked food in any other house. Only in brahmanas' house they can accept cooked food. But if you do kayastha or khatriya, anybody's house, they will not eat cooked food. Even though you want to give the brahman bhojan, in the brahman may cook, they will not eat. No. Then what? Dahi chuda. Dahi chuda kela sandesh. That is the prescribed food for brahmanas if you want to do brahman bhojan. That is everywhere. Even I think all over India is still there. I went to Nepal 2 years back, Janakpur. They also fed us dahi chuda. We are 200 people in Janakpur, one festival. I don't know, that was not dahi chuda day, and not Ekadashi Dadashi day. But some other they said this is only our famous dahi chuda. They paid us dahi chuda for 200 devotees. And here it is mentioned, few thousands people, when they said Raghunath is sponsoring feast, many, all the village people, all the brahmanas, everybody came join. Few thousands they came. Oh, today feast. And dahi chuda means all brahmanas came. Only dahi chuda means Dakshina will come. Envelope. Like nowadays they are saying envelope. It will come. And Raghunath is famous man. Somebody used to come only join the feast because of Dakshina only. They don't have hunger. They are not hungry at all. But they will come and keep one plate for them and another parshapatra. Another plate also. Where they can get two envelope. Because of that. So many brahmanas came. And Raghunath sent the boat from Saptagram. He arranged whatever, go to the village, whatever yogurt, whatever milk, whatever sheep rice, and all to this side of Ganga. So whatever villages around, he collected all the sheep rice, all the milk, all the yogurt, and champa is special kind of banana, wrapped banana, and sugar, and sandesh, and camphor, and ghee. These are the ingredients. So now I will explain how, under the guidance supervision of Nityananda Prabhu, his menu was going to prepare. How they prepare the item. How they prepare. No mango, no question of mango. No. So though it is mango season, the mango will create diarrhea again. So there is no mango, only banana. Dahi and Kela. So two varieties, everybody is earthen pots, big, big earthen pots. So how they make this preparation? Quintals and quintals of chipped rice. That chipped rice in a dhanki, I cannot explain you, homemade chipped rice. So that chipped rice, first they soaked in hot milk, no water. They will not put water at all, no use of water. Pure desi gayak dudh, hot, pure hot milk, they put their all chudas in the hot milk and they will get soaked. Even if you put chipped rice in milk, after few minutes you will get soaked. All the milk should all become dry and soaked in milk. So when they chipped rice soaked with hot milk, then they make two part of it. 50% of that hot milk soaked chipped rice, they put in yogurt, add enough sugar and banana. This is one item. Chipped rice soaked in hot milk, then they add yogurt, means dahi, sugar, enough sugar and champa kela, banana. This is one item. Mix it one item. Another item, 50% of that soaked chipped rice with hot milk, that they put in condensed milk, rabadi. Mix with rabadi, add some ghee, desi ghee in it, some camphor and banana. Sandesh they put, didn't put sandesh extra. They will serve sandesh in a side item. And then two items. One, chipped rice with condensed milk and another pot chipped rice with yogurt, dahi. Dahi chuda and dahi chuda. So all the participants have two pots. One condensed milk chuda and one dahi chuda. And so after equipments they will started. So many people were there. There was no place. Even people went into the Ganga, standing in the water, they are carrying in. Standing in the water, there is no place. What to do? Still they are holding it. But everybody is waiting. We got prasad now. Nobody is singing Mahaprasad Govinda. How will he start eating? Oh, Nityananda Prabhu is there. So he will maybe chant Mahaprasad, then will start. But no offering. They did make the preparation, not offered yet. So anyway, the Lord is there himself. So when they distribute, then Nityananda Prabhu changed his cloth. Maybe he took bath in Ganga and change his cloth, pulak, put tilak and everything. They say, okay, distribution over? Now, yes. Then Nityananda Prabhu immediately close his eyes, meditate and bring Sriman Mahaprabhu from Puri, downloaded there. Yes. Immediately he brought Sriman Mahaprabhu to that place, Panihati. And then both Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu started, everybody is holding, will start eating, Baba. What is going on? Nityananda Prabhu is doing offering. This not offering, put a tulsi leaf, mar tali, utha thali, not like that. This is direct offering Nityananda Prabhu is doing, both Krishna and Balaram. Nitai and Nimai, both, they are walking along the lines and both, you are offering, not they are taking. It is not offering from our side. They are taking from your pot directly. Nityananda Prabhu taking one muscle and putting in the mouth of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is taking and putting in the mouth of Nityananda Prabhu. Balaram is feeding to Krishna. Krishna is feeding to Balaram. From each and everybody's pot, plate, are taking. The people are thinking, what happened to Lord Nityananda Prabhu? Why is walking, dancing, taking things and putting it is gone somewhere? But they can't see Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is invisible. Only Nityananda Prabhu is visible. But some super fortunate people, they can see Mahaprabhu also walking along Nityananda Prabhu. Both are walking and feeding each other, taking directly prasad from each plate, and direct offering is going on. It is not offering, it is taking. Offering is we are giving, they are taking. It is not offered. It is not offering, it is taking. They themselves acceptance, accepting. They accept, and when they all to make a tour, everybody's plate they have taken directly, then come back, they say, okay, chant Hari Hari and start eating. So everybody, full tumultuous sound, Hari 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 Hari, and they started eating. Mahaprabhu also, Nityananda Prabhu sat down with seven pots, seven big pots. He want to eat, and he put Mahaprabhu also sit down. You have to eat also. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also sat down and eat. There, Kaviraj Goswami mention that Nityanand Prabhu arranged a special kind of chipped rice for Mahaprabhu. He mentioned the Arua Chuda. Chuda is called, cheap rice is called Chuda, the flat rice. Arua means, as I know, in Orissa, Arua means there are two kind of rice. In Bengal also, one Atap and one Siddha Chawal. Two kind of Chawal, one Atap Chawal, one Siddha Chawal. You may know Bengalis, oh, he is from Orissa. So Atap means, Atap Chawal means, the when the paddy, you know, we are paddy, without boiling the paddy, if you directly take out a chilka and make rice, this is called Atap. Or in Oriya, it is called Arua. If you boil the paddy, then take out the skin and the rice is called Usuna, yeah, Siddha. Siddha Chawal or Usuna Chawal. Here it is mentioned Arua Chuda. This is not Bengali words, this is Orissa word. Arua Chuda. I don't know. Nityanand Prabhu is from Orissa ki Kabriyaj. I don't know words. So Arua Chuda means how I cannot understand, because when they make flat cheap rice, they have to put soaked in water and they will fry it, then they will grind it. But I don't know. Arua Chuda had kind of some place it is in, I saw the tikka, some places unoffered. Somewhere Prabhupada mentioned boiled rice. Are boiled rice, how it is Siddha? I am not satisfied by this. Any Arua Chuda is some special chuda for Mahaprabhu. And then everybody started eating. So Raghav Pandit, his house was nearby, he came and he saw, Baba, I have this program is really fixed before the Nityanand Prabhu will have prasad in my house. I have cooked many items. Now here feasting is going on. He started laughing. He brought some things. He said, Prabhu, what is going on? You are having a feast here. I have already made offering and all prasads are waiting for you. Nityanand said, okay, no problem. Now, because I am a Gwala, because I am from Cowherd community, so when there is, I am getting opportunity to pulin bhojan, you know, when there is a feast arranged in the shore of Ganga or shore of Jamuna, bank of Jamuna, then it is very befitting, I enjoyed. So here now, with groups, this pulin bhojan, the bank of Ganga, will have feast now. So we will eat that prasad, no problem, evening time we will eat, evening session. Now I am eating here. So whatever Raghav Pandit bought, so that item is also distributed, and he made Radha Mandir sit down and eat also. So everybody started eating, and Kaviraj Goswami is describing that by hearing that, oh, festival of Chidadhai is going on. So nearby villages, little far villages, this is Raghunath Goswami is mentioning, oh, he will purchase our thing. All these village people, they have that flat rice and yogurt, milk, ghee, banana, everybody. That is a mela, you know. Mela, what is this? Festival. Any mela, you understand? In English, mela. Fair, anyway. So that festival. So many vendors, sellers, banana seller, cipres seller, yogurt, milk, they all came from village people. Oh, my pure desi milk from the today only I will get from the banana tree this nice quality banana. So Raghunath Goswami declared, anybody coming without bargaining, just purchase everything. No bargaining. What is the price? That much. Okay, take it. And take the things from him and put him to sit down and eat also. So all the sellers and vendors, they also take part in feast and they sell out everything. So hundreds and hundreds of villages, all these people, whatever they got, the chuda dahi and kela, they all came to sell and they sold out everything and also half prasad and dakhina. So huge it went up to afternoon, from morning to afternoon, whole festival, chuda dahi festival. Even now, each year, this annual festival, Chidadhai festival, because Nityanand Prabhu is Sakhyat Balaram, his kripa is not something ordinary. So this kripa festival, the Danda Mahotsava, they are observing each year. This Jaksha Shukla Trayodasi is Barsika Danda Mahotsava Tithi, the kripa Mahotsava Tithi, they are observing. Lakhs and lakhs of people, few tons of Chudadahi, all the organization, all Gaudiya Math, ISKCON, every mart from here and there, everybody will offer from theirs Chudadahi and distribute. Chudadahi and distribute. Huge festival within every year happening. But I heard this year the government they banned it because of Corona. It's no public gathering. Otherwise, few hundred thousand people each year, this festival is so famous festival. But still, they may not go to that place, but we can have it here. I heard in kitchen, they also make Chudadahi, you will taste today. They may offer to her, I don't know, they are not offering here, Nityan Prabhu. So, this Chudadahi festival. So then Kaviraj Goswami is telling, see, this is Nityan Prabhu. Because Raghunath Goswami was thinking how to get the shelter of Mahaprabhu, and he was trying his best, and he was not getting success. But now he went to Nityananda Prabhu, went to take shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu made it possible. He brought Sivan Mahaprabhu all the way from Puri and he forced to eat Raghunath's Punshad feast. And not only feast, he said, you have to bless him. You have to bless him. So by these blessings of Nityananda Prabhu and the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, including Sivan Mahaprabhu, all the obstacles getting eradicated, and the next day that special thing happened, that something happened. Raghunath Goswami was mourning his Acharya. He was telling that something happened. He was call his pujari to come, and he went to call the pujari. Okay, I'm calling him, and run from there. Run directly to Puri. That's it. So that is the special mercy of Mahaprabhu. In this Antalila 6th chapter, in the beginning, in the verse, Kaviraj Goswami is telling, said this chapter, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu special kripa, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his power of mercy, he pulled Raghunath Goswami, escaped Raghunath Goswami from this material nuisance. This is his mercy. So this is Kripa Mahotsava. You can say Danda Mahotsava or Dahi Chuda Mahotsava, Panihati Mahotsava, whatever you say. Though it looks like it's a feast, this kind of funny things, but the lesson behind it, that all of us, if you want to success in our life, if you want to really get peace of mind, if you really want to join the dancing party of Radha Krishna, whatever, then the only and only way to take shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Unless and until you do that, nothing is going to happen. All things will be, path will be clear. There will be green signal if you do that. So that green signal business is happening here through this Dahi Chuda festival. So all of us should be prepared for maybe we have to pay a price to sponsor a feast like Dahi Chuda or whatever, we don't know. But we should get ready to get punishment from Nityananda Prabhu and take shelter of his lotus feet. Then only we can able to success our life. Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Sriman Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami ki, Sri Panihati Dahi Chuda Mahotsav ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Hari Premanande, Hari 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 Hari.